This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Steve Prince on the line from Warriors Set Free. And we're going to be talking about trauma and risk in light of the latest immigration turmoil in Minneapolis. And Steve, I want to talk about ICE agents because they're involved in, or they're working in really high risk situations. They have to capture an individual who may or may not be armed and who probably won't go down without a fight. It's similar to cops or military in some situations. But the bottom line is there's this constant exposure to danger. Can you help us understand how that affects a person? I mean, I would imagine it kind of bleed over into their personal life too, like marriage and that kind of stuff. Can you help us understand?
Yeah, the classic phrase is the fight or flight mentality. And when you put on a uniform, you represent the authority who has employed you or placed you in the position to fulfill whatever mission it is for that day. You know, the military has a mission, firefighters, EMTs, and ICE agents, Border Patrol was involved in an incident the other day. And they have a mission to accomplish. And when I look at the big picture of all this, is are we standing for righteousness and truth and authority that rewards rebellion, or are we looking at those who enforce law and order? And so, I'm pretty sure everybody is having conversations about these things, but one of my encouragements to my friends who are not in agreement with me is if you believe it's okay to go to a country illegally and be there without permission, then go try it. Go to another country, sneak into Turkey, take a boat to Cuba, and just see how you're treated. So our nation has been very gracious and in allowing, and then you get into other, you know, which president did what, but we've been very gracious of who we allow in. But when those agents are on the ground with a mission to do, they react to the conditions. So if you could knock on someone's door and they go, "Yeah, you're right, I'm breaking the law," and they go, I'll just get in the back of the car. Then that officer doesn't have the stress of having to basically go through a competition to see who gets their way in that. Same with a criminal fleeing from law enforcement if they rob a bank. The law enforcement is designed to protect everyone and to remove evil from our society, or at least punish them or lock them up for a little while. So that individual is acting on behalf of law and order and of anti-rebellion. And so I go to Romans 13 a lot, that the authorities are put in place by God to punish the evildoers. And one of the verses in here says that the agents of wrath will punish evil. So that can look like many different things, but it says, for those who obey the authorities, there's no fear of punishment. So we have great men and women in a tough spot to try and enforce laws that are put in place by our government for the protection of our people. And unfortunately, they have those working against them that make their job more difficult.
And sometimes, the resistance to law enforcement can lead to traumatic situations. And does that have, I mean, how does that affect the officers? I mean, it's not like, I would imagine it's not like they can be like, oh, well, another day at work and, not have those things haunt them.
Yeah, it's and I have great respect for all law enforcement. And as a veteran myself, I went through a couple really hard periods of life in deployment. But when I think about what a law enforcement officer does, the times I've interacted with law enforcement have been some of the worst days of my life. You know, a tragedy happened or an accident happened, and those individuals go from somebody's worst moment of their life to somebody else's worst moment of their life, hour by hour by hour. And we all have a desire to come to peace or understanding with what we experience. So sometimes I'll even go home and I'll talk to my wife about a conversation that I had that was hard. And then I'll lay in bed and think about that conversation. Ultimately, I end up praying about it. I should probably do that first. But to be in a career where physical violence is sometimes required, overwhelming force in order to do your job, that leads to deeper levels of trauma. And if you make a mistake or if you hesitate, they're in real life and death situations. And then I look at what some of these protesters are doing, and they've decided that they're going to try and blow whistles constantly around these ICE officers who are trying to do their job. And I think of if we went to their workplace and stood in their office or stood next to them at work and just blew whistles constantly, like that would probably be enough to drive them to make bad decisions. So these people who are interfering, and I think they believe they're doing something right, but they're really making a hard career, a hard engagement even more stressful. So there have been some instances in Minnesota where it appears the officers made mistakes, and those things will be hashed out when they're fully researched and investigated. But to stand next to someone and blow a whistle while they're trying to do their job just to make it harder, in my opinion, is pretty immature and ignorant.
I'd agree. And as you know, I guess as we look at a bigger picture of and kind of where Warriors Set Free interacts with this, is you guys do something to help officers and, you know, responders deal with trauma. Can you remind us what it is you guys do and how that helps people?
Yeah, one of the things that we do is called a freedom appointment. It's a one-day spiritual house cleaning, but a big part of that is listening and having them tell their story and just being willing to listen. We kind of set the conditions for them to be open and vulnerable, because we're kind of cut from the same cloth: the military, law enforcement, firefighters, emergency workers have a mentality that's different than a normal civilian is. So if you've ever been in a gunfight, you can understand a story from someone else who's been in a gunfight better than if you've only seen it in movies. So we have law enforcement and veterans on our staff, male and female, who can understand the stories and listen in a different way. And then a big thing that we do is really look for what are the lies and what is the truth about the situation. So we did a podcast with a police officer who was involved in an officer-related shooting. He was there with several other law enforcement officers, and the way it played out, he did not take a shot. The other officers shot the guy who was shooting at them, and he had amazing guilt that he had carried for a long time because he didn't get a shot off. And so talking through that story and helping him understand that it turned out great, it turned out probably the best way it could. So him shooting or not shooting, which he felt was his duty to get involved in a fight, was not really the most important part of that engagement. So we listen to the story of the warrior. We kind of help them process it, help them dissect it. And then we look for the lies. We know Satan is the father of lies, and he wants us to have fear, shame, and guilt. But then we look for, you know, how God would view the situation. And there can be forgiveness for mistakes, but there can also be a forgiveness of others who caused those situations to occur. So law enforcement have a heavy, heavy load to carry. And unfortunately, when whoever their looking to arrest whoever the criminal is. If they escalate the situation, then the officer has to escalate because they don't play to lose. They have to do their job in an effort that wins. So they have to win those engagements. Otherwise, society is less safe. So we help them process what they've been through and pray with them and help them come to peace with whatever it is they did on behalf of us, because they're doing those jobs for us, not for themselves.
And, you know, the majority of people that will be hearing this are civilians, and might not feel like, you know, they can do much to help. But I believe that prayer can do things unseen. You know what I mean? That can do things
Absolutely.
That human effort cannot. So how can people pray for law enforcement, first responders, those people with the difficult jobs?
Yeah, prayer is number one. To be able to pray for those who are in harm's way. And then as I'm looking at this scripture of Romans 13, it also says to pray for our enemies. So we have people who are fighting against authority who are in open rebellion. So I pray that the Lord would convict them of their wrongdoing. And if the Holy Spirit moves in their hearts of those doing wrong, then it would make the job for law enforcement that much better. And for those in authority to understand the difference between righteousness and rebellion, you know, prayer can change the hearts of men. We see God do it all the time in scripture. So he's continuing to do it now. So let's cover both the ICE agents, law enforcement, firefighters in prayer, but let's also pray for those who are in open rebellion and those who are supporting this rebellion.
Amen. That wraps up my questions for now. Is there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, so right in Romans 13, it talks about the authorities are put in place by God and those who serve, for he is God's servant to do you good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing. He is God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoers. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also because of conscience. So God has definitely put people in place to punish the wrongdoer. And without that, we would have full chaos and full anarchy. And most Americans have never experienced stuff like that. There are other cultures that live under constant chaos because they don't have the authorities put in place to punish the evildoer. So we're extremely blessed that we have young men and women who continue to put on uniforms to protect us from the evil, both foreign and domestic.